السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers. All the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, is the last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly those who believe and perform righteous deeds, there shall be the gardens of paradise as a welcome, living there forever, never wishing to leave. Say, if the sea were ink, for the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if he brought its like to replenish it. Say, I am only a human being like you. It is revealed unto me that your God is one God. So whosoever hopes for meeting with his Lord, let him perform righteous deeds and make no one a partner unto his Lord in worship. So these two ayat, as you know, are the last two ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, a surah that many of us recite every Friday. There is a great blessing in reciting this surah on Friday. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-jum'ah, adaa lahu an-nur ma bayna jum'atayn." Wa fi riwayatin adaa lahu an-nur ila yawm al-qiyamah. وفي رواية أضاء له النور إلى البيت العتيق. Whosoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, a nur, a light will be shining for him until between one Jum'ah and another Jum'ah, until the next Jum'ah. Or in some riwaya it is said, it will be a nur, a light will be shining for him until the Day of Judgment, or until the highest heaven, the great house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So great fadila, great blessing of this surah. And the Prophet said, "Man hafidha ashra ayat min awwal surat al-kahf usima min al-dajjal." And whosoever memorizes 10 ayat of surat al-kahf, Allah will protect him from the fitna of dajjal, from the trials and tribulations of the deceiver, a great deceiver, who is going to appear before the end of the world. So great blessing. And Surah Al-Kahf, as you know, is a surah that contains a number of important lessons and stories. The first story is the story of the people of Kahf, the people of the cave, who went into the cave to protect their iman, their faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them into sleep for a long time. And then people realize after that who these people were and what was their mission and message. The story of the person who had two gardens, Allah blessed him and gave him two blessings, two great gardens, beautiful gardens Allah gave him. But he was ungrateful to Allah and he did not recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became arrogant and thought that this is all by his own effort and this is going to stay forever. And there will be no day of judgment. And if there is any day of judgment, he will get another thing like that without doing anything. And so he lost both gardens. And then you have the story of Musa alayhi salam with his great teacher, angelic teacher Khidr alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him the teacher to learn and to learn patience and to learn the mysteries of life. There are things happen in this world we may not understand. But Allah is the one who is in control of everything. And what you have to do, you have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the right things. And then you have the story of Zulqarnain, very pious king, a pious ruler, who used his power to do good things to the poor and the needy, to the people who are in need. He helped them. All of this, and then in the end you have this. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Those who believe and do the good deeds, for them are the gardens of bliss, and they will be there forever. So iman and amal salih, my brothers and sisters, this is the main theme of the Quran. This is the main message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the basic thing in Islam, that you have faith and you have amal salih. Faith, there are three things about faith. Very important to remember, keep them in our mind. Faith is iman. First thing is, that should be a sound faith. Everybody has some faith, some belief. But that doesn't mean that you have whatever you want to believe, you believe. That belief which is good belief, right belief. So sound faith, pure faith, that is very important. And that's what the Quran emphasizes, that. That is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any shirk, without making any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belief in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as human beings, bashar, like any other bashar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them the message and they are the role models. Believe that that life is going to end and there will be another life beyond that, beyond this life. So that is Tawheed, Risala and Akhirah, three main fundamental beliefs of Islam. So belief must be sound belief. Second thing is belief must be sincere belief. Sincerity without any doubt, anything like that. This is sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for show off. Not that because with, there are some people who believe, but when they come with the believers and then they go to other people, they have different kind of things. The belief must be sincere belief. And that's why قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is called Suratul Ikhlas. The surah of sincerity, because that Tawheed. And the third thing about belief is that belief must be very strong belief, unshakable. Under any situation, whether happy situation or difficult situation, in health or in sickness, in riches or in poverty, in happiness or sadness, any situation, wherever you are, your faith must remain strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the people of Kahf, their faith was very strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people must have strong faith. So three things about faith: sound faith, sincere faith, and strong faith. And then we have amal salih. You know, faith without amal has no meaning. Faith must lead to action. Al-Iman laysa bit-tamanni. وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. Iman is not wishful thinking. Not just say, I have Iman, I have faith. No, but what is Iman? Your Iman, your faith must be strong in your heart and then follow with faith, with action. You know that children are taught, the teachers, they are taught from the, that when they are dealing with the children, it is said to them, they say, I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. I do, I understand. So these are the old principle. Some people say this is the principle coming from the time of Confucius, thousands of years ago. Very important pedagogical principle, teaching principle. And that is, my brothers and sisters, is also with Iman. Iman, you will not keep it for strong, cannot keep it for too long, you will forget it, unless you do things. Once you do, you understand Islam. Once you do, your Iman is going to stay with you. And you realize the beauty of Iman. The beauty of Iman comes from action. And action is very important. Action must be the righteous action. Not any action, but action also must be righteous action. So righteous action, that is, do good things. Do good things in terms of ibadah, your spirituality, good things in terms of your relations, mu'amalat, your dealings with other people. Do good things in your private life, do good things in your public life. Everywhere, good things. The good things in Islam are not just ibadat. Ibadat are very important. Beside ibadah, your business, your family relations, all of these things, they are part of the good things. So do good things. And also, it is also a good thing to avoid the bad things. It is also a good thing to avoid that which is haram, which is forbidden, and to stop that. So that is also a good thing. So good things, righteous things, which is called amal salih. And then, the good things should be done with wisdom. Always use wisdom. Sometimes, because wisdom is, that is, عَمَلُ مَا يَنْبَغِي كَمَا يَنْبَغِي. Do whatever is right, the way it is right. Always understand what is the appropriate way, what is the good way, what is the beneficial way, what is the way that is not going to create problems and difficulties. There are some problems and difficulties, but don't create them. So it is at the same time, so this is done with wisdom. And hikmah is very important. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says, the one who is given wisdom is given great good. Another thing is about good deeds, amal salih, that amal salih should be with persistence. You should keep on doing good things. All situations, under all situations, you have to keep on doing good things. Persistence. And also good things with perfection. Do your best to achieve whatever you do. If you pray, pray in the right way, in the good way, in the perfect way. You give zakat in the perfect way. Help the poor and the needy, help that way. Whatever you do in your life, try to achieve perfection, which is called itqan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَحَبَّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. Allah loves that. When you do something, do it in a nice way, in a good way, in a perfect way, as much as possible. And the fourth thing about amal salih is that amal salih must be with sincerity, not for show off. Just like iman has to be with sincerity, so also amal salih will be with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ وَيُّهُ بِلِيهُ. Why do you say that which you do not do? Grievously odious is in the sight of Allah that you say that which you do not do. So whatever you say لَا آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and then you have to act on that. You have to follow that with your actions. And then finally, there is a short surah of the Quran. We all know it by heart. And this surah is called the surah that contains the basic message of Islam. Very short surah, but the basic message of Islam in this surah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, if this was the only surah that was the world, if people reflect on this surah, it will be sufficient for them. And that is وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وَالْعَصْرِ, Allah says, and by the declining time, by the passing time, time is passing. Time is not something that you have it. I mean, you cannot hold it. Time goes. You say, it's my time, actually it's not your time. The time belongs to Allah. So time is going, time is going. Well, asr, like asr time, afternoon time, the day is passing. So well, asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, indeed, human beings are in loss. Except those who believe and do good deeds, and also admonish each other about truth and about patience. Wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the good thing, good. Have our strong iman and do the good deeds. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah was salatu was salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We are in the month of Rajab. Today is the seventh day of the month of Rajab. It's a blessed month. It is one of the sacred months. And, you know, 4 months are sacred months, Rajab. And then after that, you have Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. And Allah says in the Quran, in عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ إِصْنَ عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The number of months in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12 months. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Among them, 4 months are sacred months. So these sacred months have to be, you pay attention to these months. So Rajab starts with that. It is a month also known with the Isra and Mi'raj event of the Prophet ﷺ. And it is a month that reminds us that Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is approaching us. So Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, these are the months where you increase your iman and you increase your amal salih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take advantage of this time, the blessed time, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties. I mean, the whole year has passed now with this pandemic that is all over. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this and bring us to the normal times so that we can enjoy our ibadah together, inshallah. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your prayers. Increase your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to our prayers and help us. And there are people who are difficult in some way. Alhamdulillah, we have nice weather here. Imagine the brothers, our brothers and sisters, other human beings in Texas. They sub-freezing weather, very difficult. Even the water they don't have. Difficulty to get the water because the pipes are frozen. Electricity they don't have. Lot of difficulties people are going through. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove these difficulties, keep us on the right path and protect us. Let us make dua also for Sister Saadia Khatun, Brother Sayyid Badruddin, and Abdul Khaliq Naseem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them with shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifaan la yughadiru sakhum. اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادرهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واقم بصالحات اعمالنا اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه المعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر فاقيموا الصلاه
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر